Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
To opening up your Bible to the seventh book of the Bible, the book of Judges. The book of Judges. We are making our way through the Bible. We have studied the first five books of the Bible. Who can tell me the first five books of the Bible? All right, Sister Janice. The first five books of the Bible is Genesis, Exodus, what else? And what else? All right, so the first five books of the Bible is what? All right, so we got the first five books of the Bible covered. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the first five books of the Bible. What's the sixth book of the Bible? Joshua. All right. And what is Joshua about? It's about faith. It's about faith. How do you claim your blessings? You claim your blessings by what? By faith. By faith. And so now we have made it to the what? The seventh book of the Bible, which is the book of Judges. Let's go and look at this first handout. The name of the book. The book of Judges takes its name from the 12 men, judges, and the one woman judge. The 12 men judges, that was 12 men that was judges, and the one woman judge. Now, as we have been looking and studying and tracking the children of Israel, we've always noticed since Moses there has always been one leader that unified the whole nation. Is that right? Moses brought the children of Israel. God used Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so Moses brought them out of Egypt. God used Joshua to take them into their promised land. But once they got into the promised land, there was not one unified leader. There was not one leader that basically led the whole country. Most of these judges that we're going to be reading about, they was local judges. They was not national leaders per se. For the most part, they was a leader or a judge over a particular region, a particular working with a particular tribe or something like that. But when we study this book of Judges, we don't see a person like a Moses, a Joshua that unified the whole country. We will see judges that God will raise up, but keep in mind, they are more or less in a particular area. So that's very important. That's very important as you study this book of Judges. All right, the nature of the book. The book shows what can happen to a people when there is a lack of spiritual leadership. The book shows what can happen to a people when there is a lack of spiritual leadership. The book opened with the death of Joshua, and there was no strong leader to take his place. And it shows us the importance of a discipleship program. Look here at Judges chapter 1, verse 1. It says, now. Somebody says now.
Now.
God is the God of the now. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? The book of Judges opens with a question. It opens with the question because Joshua is dead. And all of the people that was in Joshua era, those elders, most of them had died about the time of this book of Judges. And so in their mind, we got work to do, but who's going to be our leader? Who's going to go up and fight for us? Do you see the question? Do you see the reason why they asking a question? There's a vacuum, there's a hole, there is an empty spot in national leadership. And whenever you got a vacuum in leadership or an empty spot in leadership, oh, you headed for trouble. You headed for trouble. Amen. You could see that even in a house. Mom and daddy leave if mom and daddy don't put somebody in charge. It's on in the house, ain't it? Everybody gonna do what they wanna do. Cause mama didn't tell you, huh? I didn't hear her telling you that we had to mind you. You ain't none of my mama. Hello, somebody. I'm just trying to take you back a little bit. Amen. Amen. Now, you can imagine what happened in national leadership if President Obama left or something happened to him, God forbid. And something happened to the vice president. We would say, what do we need to do? Amen. We would start wondering. Even though the Constitution says what should happen. But let's say we got anarchy going on in America. And we done threw the Constitution out the window. Boy, it would be on then, wouldn't it? But do you know we're not too far from that? Amen. Hello, somebody. Hello. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we're going through the book of Judges. But let's move on. Its central message. Its central message. Its central message. It's bondage through backsliding. Bondage through backsliding are... The word that you're going to hear me use a lot is apostasy. Apostasy. Apostasy basically means to stand away from. You have distanced yourself away from God to stand away from God. You no longer stand with God. You stand away from God. You're no longer going with God. You done turned your back on God. So rather than using this theological word of apostasy, I'm going to use a word that y'all are more familiar with, backsliding. See them backslid, child. That's what done happened. That's why you ain't seen in the last. Is that why we ain't seen in church the last couple of weeks? See them backslid. Is that the terminology that y'all use? I mean, you know, not y'all right here, but the folks that you know. Amen. Because that kind of sounds like a little gossip there going on. Hello, that's why I said it's not this Wednesday night crowd. No. But it's them folks that you know. Amen. Amen. But you always get in bondage through backsliding. I say you always get in bondage through backsliding. Y'all looking all off. Y'all ain't with me. See, people wonder why they get on drugs. You done backslid. Amen. They wonder why they done got, hooked on alcohol. You done backslid. You wonder why you got in a bad relationship. You done backslid. I wonder why, I done lost all my money messing with this woman. Y'all thought I was finna say man, didn't you? Fool you. Hello, somebody. Vice versa. Vice versa. I was listening to the television a few minutes ago, and this gay couple is trying to get a divorce in the state of Texas. And they kind of upset because they had to drive 1,200 miles to Massachusetts to get married. And they trying to get their divorce here in Texas, but the attorney general said, no, where you get married at? He said, well, drive back up there. And they don't want to drive. They don't want to make that, because they mad now at each other. They mad at one another now. They found themselves in bondage because they done. See, they backslid. Oh, my goodness. I'm already getting into my message on Sunday. Y'all pray for me. Amen. You don't want to miss Sunday. You don't want to miss Sunday. Go get all your friends and bring them, because they need to hear this message. Amen. You may hear a little bit of it tonight, because you already done heard some of it. Amen. It's popping. You know, when it's good, huh? It start popping out of you. Yeah. See, you can tell when you done ate a hamburger with plenty of onion. Whether you tell somebody or not that you done had some onions, they already know. They get close enough. Amen. God is good. All right. The key verse, the key verses. Let's look at the key verses. Who got the first verse? Key verse. 17:6. Who got that? Sister Johnson, you got the mic. You gotta have some. You holding the mic.
Verse 6, right? Okay. Judges chapter 17, verse 6, and it reads, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Somebody say, Who got the next one? Sister Patton?
Yes.
You got the mic.
I got the mic. Okay, Judges. Judges 18:1. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance, to dwell in. For until that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel.
Notice how that verse started out.
In those days there was no king.
There was no king. All right.
And it came to pass in the, Joshua 19:1. And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of a Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah.
Amen. He just grabbed him a woman because they didn't have no king. Last verse, last one.
Chapter 21:25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
Amen. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man done what was right in his own eyes. In those days. Come on, say it with me. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man done what was right in his own eyesight. Amen. So people do what's right in their own eyesight when there's not a strong leadership. You've heard me say it over and over again, particularly if you're part of the leadership here in the church. Leadership either causes the problem or permits the problem. One of the two. Almost any problem that you can think of is a leadership problem. Almost any problem that you can think of is a leadership problem. Almost any problem that you can think of is a leadership. It boils back to leadership. It goes back to if your house is in a state of chaos, that's a leadership problem. Yeah. Yeah. We may not want to admit it, but that's a leadership problem. Amen. See, sometimes we create the problem by living a worldly life before our kids for 18, 20 years. And then all of a sudden we get religion. We get saved. And we want everybody to start living saved in the house. But just because you got saved don't mean that they done got saved. And so they can fake it in your presence. Hello, somebody. They'll fake it in your presence. But once you leave that house, they turn on that hip-hop music and they start doing the wash machine and everything. The cabbage patch. Hello, somebody. I don't know what that is, but I saw somebody doing that, you know. I said, I don't know what that is. Hello. Amen. All right, Brother Wentz. Amen. All right. Let's move right along. Let's move in our lesson. The structure of the book. The structure of this book. Let me refer you to the handout, the cycle of apostasy, or backsliding. There is a cycle in the book of Judges. What you'll have, you see the people, they'll start out with God. God first. They'll put God first for a while. Somebody say for a while.
For a while.
And then there's an apostasy. They turn their back on God, or we can call it backsliding. Once they turn their back on God, there's moral corruption. Moral corruption. Yeah, we have a hand now. Do anybody else need a handout? Mm-hmm. Here's another. Well, you need one for your wife. All right. All right. You can see there's moral corruption. Moral corruption, people start, the Ten Commandments is the moral law. So when you start thinking of moral corruption, you start thinking how people are breaking the Ten Commandments. So if there's moral corruption, what kind of stuff is happening in moral corruption? People are doing what? Killing, and what else? Committing adultery, what else? Doing what? Stealing, what else? Okay. What else? Dishonoring their parents. Mama can't tell me what to do. What else? Worship. The number one thing, worshiping other gods. They done got involved with worship. See, when a person ain't worshiping the real God, it's because there's another God in their life. They worshiping something else. Amen. When people are not coming to church on Sunday, where are they going? Something else has become their idol. Something else done become their idol 9 times out of 10. Not in all cases, though. Not in all cases. Because our country is no longer a moral country. It used to be our country used to shut down on Sunday, didn't even have stores open. They had what they called the blue law, because they recognized God. It had a spiritual emphasis, and so they followed that Sabbath principle, not the Sabbath law. And even today, we don't follow the Sabbath law. We follow the Sabbath principle. Yeah, because the Sabbath day is what? What day is that? Saturday. Sunday is the first day of the week, the day that Jesus rose from the grave. Amen. And so that's our Christian Sabbath. But we see moral corruption. People just throw the Ten Commandments away. And so do you think these people was worshiping the Lord on the Sabbath day? They done forgot about the Lord. All right. Once moral corruption happened, what do you think followed moral corruption? Political corruption. Do you know, in order to be a politician in America, that you had to, number one, be a Christian? Do you know that? In order to be a lawyer in America, you had to know the Bible. In order to get into Harvard and Yale, you had to pass a Bible exam. If you couldn't pass a Bible exam, we're talking about to be a lawyer. We ain't talking about to be a preacher.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.